Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotlines, plural this time, Walt Weaver, Jenny Kilkelly, and tomorrow could be a monumental vote for, and these two people have done all the heavy lifting with a little help, but they have been there on the forefront, on the front lines, to get the possibility of boys volleyball as a sanctioned sport by the Minnesota State High School League. First of all, let's establish our audio channels. Jenny, are you there?
I am. Thank you.
Walt, are you there?
I am. Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Well, let's start with some of the peer numbers. I was talking to you earlier today, and if people say, you know, boys volleyball, well, let's bring people up to speed again. It's been a club sport, and in about 4 or 5 years, it's gone from, you know, 40 kids off the top to 1,400 kids now. You can't sustain that at the club level with just a volunteer organization. There's too many people right now. Walt, expand on that, because I'm sure people say, well, what's the difference if it's a club team or a state high school league, sanctioned league?
Well, I think you pretty much defined it, Mike. That, we have, when we first started this, the Minnesota State High School League, Dave Stead was the executive director, and when we asked, how do we go about getting boys volleyball sanctioned? He said, you've got to prove that there's great interest, and then the high school league will come alongside you. And so to do that, we brainstormed, and we decided to create this club league in order to prove to the Minnesota State High School League that interest was there. And the first year, I think we got 400 kids and about 23 teams, and it's taken off from there. And to keep this short, it's been 5 years of continual increases until at this point there's 1,400 kids. And this whole, the organization, the club league organization that Jenny and Krista have so remarkably run for 5 years, has been done on a pretty much volunteer basis. And it's just not sustainable. You can't do that on a volunteer basis with,
no,
you know, almost 2,000 kids by next year. And so there's, you know, the high school league was set up by the legislature,
yep,
to regulate activities in our Minnesota high schools. That was their job. And so, you know, they asked us to prove that there was interest. We've done that. We can't sustain it any longer. And they're the organization that really needs to come forward now and pick this up. So we hope for them to do that tomorrow.
Jenny, I don't see, you know, I've heard this for a while now, and I've said this before, so I do understand there is no sure thing, but I don't understand what barrier would be between boys volleyball and it being sanctioned as a state high school league sport. What fear would you have going into this vote when you've demonstrated all of this?
I think the numbers, you know, that you've talked about, definitely the demographics are huge. 54% of our kids identify as a person of color. with the majority of those kids being from the Asian community and a heavy emphasis from the Hmong ethnic group. And that's huge. That's huge. Probably even the biggest piece of it is 90% of the kids have not participated in anything. They have not been participating or, you know, connected to their schools. And that's even a bigger eye-opening statistic. So it's really hard to see. I mean, we have a lot of things going for us. It's the kids. And, you know, if we're student-centered, as the mission is for our league, that we aligned with the Minnesota State High School League, it should be, I say this often, it should be a no-brainer.
Jenny, what got you involved in boys volleyball? You have a daughter that's great, but all those things. What got you involved in boys volleyball?
You know, obviously the love for the game, the community yep. in Minnesota is huge and supportive. I had a son, to be honest, I had a son who was one of those kids, and there's a lot of them that are in this 1,400 kids that are playing for us now. I had a son who was tall, lanky, probably didn't quite make the... barely made the C basketball team, but yep. was going to be an athletic kid someday. Yep. And, you know, we come from a big school. We yep. come from a big school in Shakopee. There's a lot of schools like Shakopee that need this because there's not enough room to, you know, to serve every single kid that wants to play something.
Yep. And Walt, you can pick it up here, and Jenny, you can add to it. One of the things that volleyball has taught me in studying boys volleyball is how badly people want to represent their school, Walt. And you can say, well, you represent as a club team, and I get it, but there is a discernible difference that I didn't understand the power of for these kids. Everybody wants to say they belong to a team, a family, a whatever. And if boys volleyball has demonstrated to me, and I'm sure maybe you already knew it going in, how important it is that you get to be identified with a team that is sponsored by the school. That is incredibly powerful, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. And you've said it often, you know, all of us, you know, really long for that letter jacket when we were in school. And you can't get that in a club sort of sport. And as much as you're playing the club sport because you love the sport, all of us, you know, from that have been through high school and had a high school athletic career, all of us know how unbelievably important it is to be recognized by your school as part of the school and part of the athletic activities in the school. That's not going to go away, and you don't get that in a club sport, and that's a big thing. These kids want to play for their school, and they should have every right to do that. You know, there are 1,400 of them right now, and obviously thousands in the future that the high school league is going to give that opportunity to by sanctioning the sport. It's a great thing about the Minnesota State High School League.
Yes, it is.
It's so important. The job that they do is so important.
Yep.
In giving kids opportunity.
Jenny, when I leave this earth, I think about that often. Is you cannot make a kid a good volleyball player. You can't make him a good athlete. You can't make him good at FFA. You can't necessarily make him a good student. But the thing that you can do is provide them with opportunities and let them succeed or fail. Is that what drives you in this mission to an extent? Is that legacy piece of it? Not that you're looking for the glory that goes with it, but the idea that it is an obligation, not just a choice that all of us have to create opportunities and as many opportunities for the people behind us as possible.
I will tell you this. This has been a life-changing experience, and when you asked me the question earlier about how you got into it, I might have gotten into it with my son to some degree and my daughters and just being volleyball family in itself. At the end of the day, when you have these kids, this particular demographic, this particular mm-hmm. group of kids come up to you and tell you just the other day, say, Mrs. Kilkelly, this has been the funnest day of my life.
Oh, boy.
Because I've never done anything before like this.
Yep.
And probably the most important thing, Mike, is that at the end of the day, the reason why the Minnesota State High School League is important is that their inclusion and their opportunity is dependent on accessibility and affordability. Yep. And the only organization that can do that for these kids so that it's fair for all the socioeconomic kids, every single kid in the schools, is to be offered through their high schools,
yep,
through the Minnesota State High School,
yep,
League. You can't do that as a club.
No, and to clarify that for people who are saying, well, I don't understand. If you're a club sport, you're at the mercy of facilities and everything else. So therefore, you know, if you want to play it out this way, not that it happens this way, but the rich can get richer. In other words, they can rent the volleyball facility and say, we're going to practice 5 nights a week. And the other team saying, well, we're going to get into a gym twice a week. That's where the high school league comes in, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When you say, you know, when somebody comes and tells you that, Jenny, you don't need a lot of those to sustain your motivation, do you?
No, you absolutely don't. And again, it's been life changing because although I come from I brought my kids up in a pretty diverse demographic community. Even in specifically our probably the St. Paul communities and yep, in our big school district, Anoka-Hennepin. Some of the bigger regions that are voting on this tomorrow that are incredibly important, 5AA and 7AA, both of those regions have huge, huge populations where their families are now connected to their schools. And they're coming out and supporting their kids that are playing sports for the first time or that are involved in school for the first time in an extracurricular activity. It's pretty incredible.
And all that stuff is just, but, and Walt, I hear this stuff and I say, well, you need 32 votes out of 48 to get it. If you get more than 32, is there any more obstacles on the way that could derail this, or is that final?
No, the representative assembly is the final piece here. And so when the high school league tomorrow votes for this, and let's hope that it's a lot more than 32 votes.
Yep.
But when it votes for this and we succeed, that's the last step. And then the Minnesota State High School League will say, okay, this is a sanctioned sport. Now we need to decide where it will fit into the curriculum of all the offerings we have. Will it be in the fall or will it be in the spring?
But it could start next year, right?
Yes, it would start in the spring of 2023. Or the fall of 2023.
Okay. So have you been able to count votes at all? Do you get any idea or not?
Well, Jenny could probably answer that better than me.
Jenny, what do we got? Do we got an unofficial? I mean, you know how that goes. When you take stuff to the Congress, you go, well, we're not bringing it there unless we know we got the votes. Have you been able to count votes?
You know, we have a pretty good idea that we are very, very close or over the top. We know that when we went through the regions, the information that we had that we were presenting to them was the previous 4 years. I think the most impactful is the growth from the 4 years to even year number five, which is the information that we've been sharing right now. Those numbers and actually what's been happening over the last 3 to 4 weeks has really brought a lot of different regional delegates on board that weren't maybe necessarily on board. There's a lot of people that are really for this. And so I would tell you that we should be hopefully over the 32. And like Walt said, we hope we're further over 32 than just 32. But, you know, we're definitely in a better position. We have more kids. We have more education. We don't have the COVID, the COVID issues that we had last year. I think we've all learned how to now function with Minnesota, you know, high school sports. I don't want to say in a pandemic because hopefully we'll never be in a pandemic again. But we definitely have learned right from the past. So. I think we should get there if everybody votes the way from their conscience and not maybe in the hypotheticals. And that's what I would tell you.
Well, that's close enough for right now. And no matter how it turns out, I just want to thank you. Know, you guys, Krista, yourself, Walt. I mean, you are superstars, and what you have done to raise awareness and to take something that once we all saw it said, this makes way too much sense and it serves so many people that it should be a slam dunk or a spike, whatever you want to call it, metaphorically speaking. But I just want to take a minute and just say you guys have been such great examples that if you have an idea, you can make it come to fruition. And yes, you're going to have roadblocks. And yes, you're going to get it's going to be sidewinded once in a while. And you're going to end up in the ditch, but you can get it out of the ditch. And I just commend you guys, especially you three, so much for sticking with the game plan on something that should be a sport. So I have confidence that tomorrow you guys will be celebrating. I certainly hope so. When will we know by?
Well, the meeting starts at 9. There's a rally at 7 a.m. At Select I think will be well attended also. But the meeting starts at 9, and it's an open meeting. So we're hoping that, there will be advocates there and there will be people interested and so on. But they will vote. I don't know. They probably have other business that they have to get done, and it'll take some time to talk about it and so on. But we will know in the morning, before the morning's over, for sure.
Okay. Well, keep me posted, and great job to all of you. And just know how much I admire you, and so does everybody else in the volleyball community and the sports community and really in the community in general for what you guys have done. So I hope tomorrow you guys deserve every piece of celebration that you get, and I hope it comes to fruition. But thank you so much for giving us some time tonight and for setting such a great example.
Well, thank you, Mike. And a lot of this stuff is about people hearing about it, and we really appreciate the time that you've given us to get it out there and to kind of make sure that the truth gets in the right place.
Make sure the truth gets. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. But I don't do the heavy lifting, so I hope you just text me when you know, Walt or Jenny, either one of you. Just send me a text and say yes. Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You.
Oh, those admirable folks out there doing the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.